is like no business I know.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series, Now is the Time to restore the legal protection of every innocent human life, to protect human life in the womb, out of the womb, to protect human life at the end of life, and to protect the disabled as well. And we have been talking about this because even though the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the Dobbs decision to strike down the Roe versus Wade decision, even though that happened, we actually have seen that abortion still continues in our state. In fact, last year we performed more abortions than the year before. And even with the passage of the new 6-week ban, which is not enforced yet due to a Florida Supreme Court decision and due to the authors or the sponsors of that bill, including language that would make it subservient to the Supreme Court. But even when it is in place, there's still babies will still be killed by abortion in our state. And it is vital. It is important. It is a necessity for us as a people. This is the civil rights. This is the civil rights fight of this century, of this day, of this time, and it is time to restore the legal protection to every innocent human life. Yet there are some, including some in the pro-life movement, that are saying, well, we can't really do this. This is not something that we can do yet. And they're looking at polling numbers, and they're basing what we do on what the polls say versus on what God says. And we have shown from the Bible that God calls us to defend innocent human life, to in fact rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to death, to hold back the slaughter, to stop, and to not faint in the day of adversity. We have looked at, and we have been looking at Hebrews chapter 11, which is often called the Hall of Faith, and talking about how God actually has worked through people throughout history to do things that didn't look possible, that didn't seem possible. And in fact, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And then God goes on to actually show and give several examples, including Noah, who built an ark before rain had ever happened and warned people to repent of their sins and to go into the ark. We know that Noah and his family went into the ark. If Noah had not been obedient, well, the entire human race would have ended. We look at Abraham, who had faith to leave his homeland and go to a foreign country, and where he was really just traveling. He was a vagabond. But God told him, you're going to inherit this land. And he had faith. Isaac had faith. We also know that God worked through others to have faith, including Joseph, to have faith that God would raise the children of Israel up from bondage and would actually ordered them to take his bones back to Israel, back to that promised land, the Canaan land. We see also that not only did Abraham and Isaac have faith and Joseph had faith, but we know Moses. Moses didn't wait around until Pharaoh was favorable to let the children of Israel go. No, he started calling, "Let my people go." And it really took just a decimation of the Egyptians and really the death of their firstborn before Pharaoh would finally let them go. And then he still chased them with his army. You know, the Israelites didn't even want Moses to do what he was doing, but he didn't listen to what they said. He took his orders from God himself. We also see that we talked about Joshua last week and how multiple times Moses and then God himself instructs Joshua to be bold, to be strong, to be of good courage. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, amen. This is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. Back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical problems, not just your computer questions, but also your computer and technical problems questions. And today, depending on, you know, our callers and people that are asking questions, you can ask questions either by calling, by sending an email to us, commenting on putting your question into the comment section on the live streams that are going on right now at Facebook and YouTube. Also, you can text A Faster PC, your question to A Faster PC, 772-878-5978. So those are all ways, of course, 7234-0590 is the way to get on the air if you want to be heard. You want your voice to be heard. But, you know, we have other ways if you don't want your voice to be heard. You just want to ask the question without actually being on the air. No fear of stage fright. But, hey, if as long as we have time today, we're going to be going over an anatomy of an email hack and showing you how your email, how hackers can profit off of hacking your email, even if you don't consider that you have much money in the bank for them to take yourself. And this is something we hear quite often. We hear, well, I really don't have much money. Why would hackers come after me? I don't have anything worth stealing. And really, you know, if you think about it, everyone has something worth stealing. Now, you know, especially in America, you might be next to broke, but you, let me tell you something, you're rich compared to people in some other countries. That is a fact, Jack. You might not believe it, but there are people, you know, in other countries that would love to be in your place right now, and they would gladly trade positions with you. And there are hackers, even if you have $100 or $200, you know, I mean, think about it. If that's all you have is $100 or $200, well, you know, you have, what would it feel like if you lost it? What would it feel like if it were stolen from you? You know, there are some customers we have that only have $10,000 or $20,000, and some of those have fallen prey for scams and it had that money taken. Now imagine if you're in retirement and your life savings is $20,000 and you lose it to scammers because they convinced you to move it to another account to protect it from someone stealing it. And that type of stuff can happen. But we're going to show you another way, even if they don't get a dime from you, how a hacker, if they hack into your email, if they break into your email, we're going to show you on this show how they can profit. And we're not going to use real names here. You know, we should have a disclaimer. The names have been changed to protect the identities. But we are using a real case scenario that recently happened with one of our customers, and we actually spent time making sure and securing this email account, and we're going to actually show you and talk about some of the things that these hackers did. And this is not the only way they can profit, but this is one of the ways, and you probably have either had it happen to you or you've seen emails where it's happened to someone else. I've even seen it, and I alerted, we mentioned this on the show a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, that we actually have a prominent customer, someone that is well known, someone that if I said this customer's name, everyone listening would know who I'm talking about, someone that is a person of influence, I'm not going to say the name, but we received one of these emails soliciting help for this person, and I knew that this person did not send that, and contacted this person, and the person got on it and alerted their contacts. But you know, here's what happens. First of all, the hackers need to get access to your account. And by the way, they can do this if they get access to your email account. They can do this. If they get access to your Facebook account, they can do something similar. If they get access to, if you have an Instagram account, if they get access to that, they can do something similar. So what you want to do is just pay attention to one of the ways that they can get in. And we actually did have a customer recently that received an email that said it was from AT&T, and it said that there was a problem with this customer's password and that they were holding two of her emails, and she was not going to receive these emails unless she clicked the link to verify her password. And she didn't call us. She didn't, she did call us, but she called us after she clicked the link. She really, it would have been better for her if she had called us, because some of our customers do that. They'll actually call us ahead of time, and we'll log into the computer, and we'll examine the email, and we'll see whether the link is valid, whether it's something she should be clicking on, whether it's a legitimate concern, and we can actually help steer her from that. We could have steered her from that, but we didn't. She didn't call us. So what happened was she clicked on the link, she typed in her password. Here's what the thing is: the link wasn't to AT&T's website. You may have guessed that. I don't know. Some of you might know this. But this is what's called phishing. And we're not talking about phishing with a fishing pole for fish. What we're talking about is the hackers, the scammers, are phishing for your email address and for the password to your email address. It could be also, they could be doing the same thing for your Facebook account. They could do the same thing for your bank account or your credit card account, for your PayPal account. She clicked on the link. She typed in her password. At that point, the hackers had her password. Then she realized what she had done, and she stayed up all night. She couldn't sleep that night. And the next morning, she called a Faster PC, and we actually logged into her computer, and we made sure that the hackers were out of her account. We got in, and we were able to do all this remotely, by the way, to make sure that her system was protected, and that the hackers no longer had access to her account. And so that's probably one of the number one ways that your email address or your Facebook account or your bank account or your PayPal account, and you may not have all of these, but most of the people listening are going to have at least one of these. And the thing is, you can get a link, an email that says, hey, we're locking this. The contents of that email might not apply to you. You might not do banking with that bank account. You might not have an email address with that provider. You might not have a PayPal account or a credit card with that company. But there's a certain percentage of the recipients that are going to have that, and there's a certain percentage of those that are going to click that link and are going to type in the information and are going to verify the information. And that's when the problem starts, because in doing that, you're actually giving the scammers access to your account. Now, here's one thing. We already mentioned that, if you get an email like this, you're not sure whether it's legitimate or not. You want to check. You want to really check it out. You want to look at the links. You want to see whether the link is actually going to where it's supposed to go to. Here's another thing you can do. If you get an email that says it's from your bank, why don't you just go to your bank's website and log in there? Or why don't you go to, if it's your email account, why don't you go to the website of the email provider? If it says it's AT&T, just go to att.net, log in there. That's one of the best ways to do it. And by the way, do not search for these sites. AT&T's website is att.com or att.net. You don't have to search for that. Just remember it. Or if you can't remember it, create a shortcut. We'll talk about that, about why that's important, on the next section of A Faster PC. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Pastor PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We have our caller on, our first caller of today's show on the line. And so we're going to Jim. Welcome to A Faster PC Live Technical Support. How can we help you today?
Thanks for all you, thanks for everything you do. I have a question. I have a son in China, and he wants me to go on Zoom. I don't go on Zoom, but I went on and it said that, you know, you can try it free or I want to know if it's free or not.
Yeah, so with Zoom, you can use Zoom for free with certain limitations. If you have, I think, more than two people in the meeting, you're limited to 30 minutes. Of course, you could end the meeting and start another meeting. You know, if it's just a meeting with your family, that's really not a huge issue. You would just have to provide another link to everyone in the meeting. It would be a little bit of an inconvenience, but it wouldn't be like, you know, you're having a business meeting and you get like, you know, to the sales pitch and you're delivering the sales pitch and you're about to talk to the customer and see if the potential customer, see if they'll sign up with your services, and then all of a sudden your time runs out. Well, you know, if you get something like that, that would be very unprofessional. But, you know, if you're just doing a family meeting, it's not a big deal. Another, you know, there are other options other than Zoom.
Other options, yeah.
Yeah, so you do have Facebook. With Facebook, you can do live video calls as well. Facebook also owns WhatsApp. And WhatsApp, some of these you're going to have to look and see what he has available to him, because China is very restrictive on what they allow into their country. So you'll have to check with him on what he can actually use. But WhatsApp is
in Thailand. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So it might not be quite as restrictive, but. WhatsApp is another option for live video. You can do audio. You can also do video. You can do FaceTime on Apple if both devices are Apple. Yep. Microsoft has Skype, and Skype is free. So those are some options. Microsoft also has Teams, which is more of a corporate product, but you can use Teams, and that shouldn't be a big deal here. But again, you're going to want to look and see what he has that's available to him. You can get an account with Zoom that's paid if you need to have longer meetings with more people. And I think, you know, their plan started about $15 a month, which is not ridiculous, but you can you can sign up for that if you need to, but you can have you can have a meeting with yourself and your son and anyone else in the family that you wanted to be a part of that meeting. As long as it's less than 30 minutes, it's free.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Yes. So we were talking in the last segment about how hackers, at least one way, probably the predominant way that hackers can get into your account. Of course, there's also, if your username and password for an email account has been compromised because the website, the provider of the email was compromised. You know, you may recall several years ago, Yahoo was compromised. And what they got when hackers got into Yahoo, they didn't get the full password, but they got the email address and they got part of the password. And if the password was fairly simple, they were trying, and they would try over time. They don't even have to have people doing this. They can have computers doing this. They're called bots that actually are programmed to go to the Yahoo website, attempt to log in. And if they can't log in, then they try a different combination. And typically you can do that, they probably do that two or three times, maybe only two times per account. But they're remembering what they've tried. And the next time they might come back the next day and they'll try again. Eventually, they'll get into the account. Even if the password is complex, eventually they'll be able to get into the account. The issue is, the longer the password is, the more characters it has, the more character possibilities it has, the longer it takes them to hack into it. And of course, if you change your password periodically, that can help that as well. But you know, it's good to have a complex password. But there were a lot of people, and by the way, Yahoo didn't even admit that they were hacked for about 2 years, and so there were a lot of people that were hacked. And I know, so I have friends that have Yahoo accounts, and or had Yahoo accounts at the time, and I've received emails from that say they're from them, that because the hackers got into the account, they knew the person's contacts, they were able to send emails as if they were the person, and so I got I got some of those emails. And I alerted some of those people, hey, your account has been compromised. And by the way, if you ever get one of those emails, we'll talk about this. You know, there's a special way. I mean, you don't want to send them an email, because if you send them an email saying, hey, your account's compromised, probably that person is never gonna see that email. But we talked in the last segment about how your account can be compromised. There also have been, and one of the things that we really warn against is saving your passwords, your usernames and passwords in your browser, your web browser. Your web browser will offer to save them. If you save them there, well, let me tell you something. If you ever let a hacker or a scammer into your computer, that's one of the first things they're going to look for, is saved usernames and passwords. And, if you have the saved username and password to your email, your Facebook account, if you have PayPal, if you have, bank accounts, credit card accounts, and they get that, boy, they're going to go to town. And you're going to have a lot of work on your hands. You're going to be going to the bank to close your accounts. You're going to be, maybe changing usernames and passwords, and hopefully, you're going to be in a race with the hackers to get it done before they get in there. But what they do when they get into your account is, if it's a residential account, they tend to do this. If it's a corporate account, they're going to be a little bit more sly. They're going to take their time. They're going to learn more about you. They're going to try to learn as much about you, and then they're going to try to launch an attack from your address on your company. It could be an employee, could be the boss that they get into your corporate account. They may come out to your customers. So we'll talk a little bit more about that on a later date. I don't think we'll get into that. We'll have time to get into that today. If we do, we will. But here's what they do with residential clients, and this happened to a customer of ours just recently. And this was, by the way, not the same customer I was talking about earlier, but this was a customer that did have their email address compromised, and hackers got in. And here's what the hackers did when they got in. First of all, they set up some filters so that most of the incoming email didn't go into the inbox. So that's what I said earlier, don't send a reply saying, hey, I think you've been hacked. The person's not going to see that email address. First of all, they probably don't even have access to the account anymore. Because most likely the account password was changed. They may not have verification means to that account anymore, because the hackers may have actually changed the verification methods to that account. What are we talking about verification? We're talking about like alternate email addresses. We're talking about cell phones that you can receive a text message to unlock the account. So they may not have access to that account anymore. Even if they do have access to it, a lot of people don't even know that they've been hacked. They just know that no emails are coming into their inbox. We have customers that call us up and say, hey, I'm having a problem with my email. No emails. I'm not receiving any email. I can log in, but I can't receive any emails. And lo and behold, we find out their account's been hacked, and the hackers built a filter where they're forwarding all of the emails to a different email address and then deleting them. And that can happen. By the way, they don't have to do that manually. They create filters that do all of this automatically. And that can happen, by the way, with most email providers. You can actually log into the website. That's called webmail. If it's Yahoo, and Yahoo provides email for AT&T and Bell South, which is AT&T as well. if it's Comcast, if it's AOL, all of these companies, they have webmail. You can go there, you can log in, and you can create filters. And the hackers do this. They create filters that delete the email or move it to the deleted folder or move it to the archive folder or forward it to their email address or both. And then what they're doing is they're monitoring those emails, and they're responding to those emails. But the reason that you might, if you receive one of these emails from someone that you know, the reason you might want to contact that person is because you may realize that this is not legitimate. But what they'll do is they'll send an email, and the email may do one of several things. Sometimes they'll send an email and they'll say, hey, I'm trying to buy a gift, and this is what happened with this customer. They said, I'm trying to buy a gift for my wife. This is what the email said. It wasn't the customer that said this, but the email from the hacker said this. I'm trying to buy a gift for my wife, and my card isn't working. Could you go and purchase a gift card so that I can buy this gift and send it over to me? I would really greatly appreciate it. I'll pay you back. Most people are going to get that, and they're going to say, oh, this is a scam. I'm not going to reply to this. But you know what? And this customer said, you know, I have to look on the bright side. The bright side is that someone loves me enough to pay $200 so that I can buy a gift for my wife. And, he's kind of joking, but he is looking at it on the bright side. You know, one of his friends saw the email and cares about this person so much, went to school with this person, cares about this person so much that this person went out and actually bought the gift card and sent it to him. Of course, it didn't go to him. He didn't see it. The scammers got it. And that money, that $200, came from that one attack. So you get an email, you click on a link, you verify your email address and password. At that point, the hackers have access to your account, and then they can launch an attack like this. And again, it may say something like what I just mentioned. It may say, I'm stranded in a foreign country and I lost my passport and I need help, or my car broke down and you could be like in a planes, trains, and automobiles type of situation. I need you to help me out. I got into an accident and I need help, or I'm in jail and I need your help. You know, you get all these kind of crazy things. And the thing is, a lot of people are going to see that. Maybe they don't even see the email, but there are a lot of people that if it were true, they would help you out. You know, you have to be pretty low to actually have no friends that will help you out. And there are some people that have just used and abused everyone to the point where no one's going to help them out to begin, for any reason. But most people have someone that's going to love them enough to help them out. And if that person also is not tech savvy enough to realize that this is a scam and doesn't know about a faster PC and doesn't call us and have us check out the email to see if it's legitimate or not, well, they might fall for that scam. And this is the way the hackers can make money off of you, even if you don't feel that you have anything that's worth stealing. I guarantee you that you do, and that's your reputation. That's your friends that love you and care about you. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio Herd on this 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to Facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of FasterPC.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at FasterPC.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Back, ready to answer your question, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology needs. And we're going right to the lines where we have Robert on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Live Technical Support, Robert. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm doing great.
I've been hesitating to update to Windows 11. What are some of the pitfalls?
Okay, yeah, so updating to Windows 11. One thing is a lot of people don't like change, and there is some change. I'm going to switch over to a full screen to show people a little bit about some of the change. One of the things, and we've done this in the past, but you asked the question, so this is good chance to remind people. So the start button typically is in the lower left-hand corner of the screen. Microsoft moves it over closer to the middle with Windows 11 instead of again over to the left. Now there is a setting that you can change that. You can move it back to the left if you like it on the left. But the start menu is very different. So when you click on start, instead of seeing with Windows 10, you see a list of all the programs there. And then on the right, you see tiles and you see shortcuts to settings and documents and this, that, and the other. With Windows 11, you see pinned items. And by default, there are three rows of six pinned items, and these are all Microsoft programs that are either Microsoft or Microsoft put them there because someone paid them, it might be Spotify or Amazon, something that someone, a company, paid Microsoft to put there. You're going to have by default, you're going to have those on about one and a half of those pages, and over to the right of these pinned apps, you're going to have a down toggle. So kind of like your phone, if you have a smartphone and you have apps on the desktop or that start page, most people have more than one page with apps on them, and most of your programs that you install actually don't go to this. You actually have to add them to it by right-clicking on the program and going to pin to start, and that will pin it to this section here. But it'll go to the end of the line when you pin it. Now, what I have done to make things easier to navigate is I've pinned a lot of things on my computer, and you can also drag items on top of each other, and it kind of makes, you see, if you're watching, I'm dragging Hyper-V Manager on top of the snipping tool, and if I let it go there, I'm not going to do that, but if I let it go there, it would create a folder with those two programs or those two icons in it, and those two icons launch the respective programs. And I've done that with streaming programs, I've done it with Adobe products, I've done it with Nero products, I've done it with Microsoft Office, with browsers, I've done it with remote management, I've done it with investing, I've done it with various Windows and also utilities. So I've got it so that all the programs that I use on a regular basis are right on this one page, and I don't have to scroll. So that's the navigation that you can do to just customize that. You also have recommended, and this is based on documents that you've opened recently or maybe programs that you've installed recently. By default, you'll have 10 items, you'll have 18, and by default, you'll have 6 recommended. Now, that's based on resolution. So if you're magnifying your screen more, you're probably going to have fewer pinned items and fewer recommended, because you're, everything takes up more room when you're magnifying it more. If you were shrinking it more so that you can fit more on the screen, or maybe you have a really big monitor, you might be able to fit more on there. You also can customize this so that you, well, first of all, there's all apps. You can click on all apps on the pinned, above the pinned items. You can see all the applications installed on the computer. You can also click more on recommendations and see more. And you can customize this. So if you want to see more pinned items and fewer recommended, you can do that. If you want to see more recommended and fewer pinned, you can change that. So there is a lot of customization that can happen, but the navigation is different. And by the way, for any of those out there listening, that where we have installed the software that gives you a start button that looks like Windows 7, we can do that with Windows 8, we can do it with Windows 10, we can do it with Windows 11. so you can navigate the way you're used to without learning a new way. But if you want to learn a new way, and by the way, I think it's really good to learn a new way, because learning a new way challenges your brain, and especially when you get older, the older you get, the more important it is to challenge your brain to keep your brain sharp. But there are a lot of people that don't like change. And, you know, frankly, I didn't jump over to Windows 11 until I got a new computer. The new computer came with Windows 11, and I did a clean install of Windows 11, but I could have done a clean install of Windows 10. I had that option, but I did it, you know, I said, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and do this, and I did that in November. And so if you watch some of the shows in late November, December, January, you're probably going to see me showing some ways of navigating in Windows 10, Windows 11. So that's one of the biggest differences. Microsoft has moved more, and they're doing this with every version of Windows 10 also, moving more from the control panel over to settings. They're also changing the way certain things are done, like, for instance, printers now, and this is true of the newest versions of Windows 10 as well. Printers, you install printers totally in the settings section instead of the control panel. If you go to the control panel and you click on devices and printers, it actually takes you over to settings. So there's a lot of ways that you can navigate. You can learn how to navigate. It is a different way of navigating. And again, you can always get everywhere also just by searching. So that's one of the things. Now, there are some security enhancements in Windows 11. And so that's a good reason to go to Windows 11. And if you're out there and you have Windows 10, you can continue to use 10, Microsoft, as long as you have the latest version. Microsoft's still supporting it. But in about 2 years, you're going to want to go to 11, because they're going to stop supporting 10. So you know, this is something you're going to need to do at some point. If your computer is prompting you to do it, then your hardware can fully take advantage of the new options in Windows 11, and you have full access to that, and you can actually get in there and you can utilize that extra security enhancements that come with Windows 11. And so from that perspective, you may want to do it. You just kind of have to weigh how much you're hesitant or opposed to change, because you are going to have change again. This is not going to be something that's where you're going to, you know, this isn't going to happen without change. You're going to have to learn some new ways of doing things. And some people don't like that. So if you're one that doesn't like that, well, you're going to have to, you might want to wait a little bit. But if you're up for it, and, you know, of course, if you get into it and you say, hey, this isn't for me, I want to go back to Windows 10, you have about 30 days. You have 30 days exactly from the time that you update to Windows 11 to go back to Windows 10. And we actually, you know, same thing if you're going from Windows 7 to Windows 10 or Windows 8 to Windows 10, you have 30 days to do that. And by the way, you know, those people that are out there listening that have Windows 7 or Windows 8, you still can update to Windows 10. We can help you with that. And even if when Microsoft goes to Windows 11 and stops supporting Windows 10, if you are out there and your computer doesn't natively support the hardware, we can still install Windows 11. And you can get it. You just won't have all the security advantages of if you had newer hardware. To get those security advantages, by the way, if you have an Intel iSeries processor, it needs to be at least the 8th generation. How do you know if it's the 8th generation? You look at the model number. If it starts with an 8, it's the 8th generation. If it starts with a 9, it's the 9th generation. If it starts with a 7, it's the 7th generation. So, you know, and obviously, you know, whatever it starts with, you know, some of them start with 10 or 11 or 12, 13 now. So that's the latest additions. If you have an AMD Ryzen series processor, then it needs to be the third generation or higher. And that, again, starts with a 3. The model number starts with a 3. It'll be a Ryzen 3 something. or a Ryzen 5 3 something, or a Ryzen 7 3 something, or if it's an I series, it could be an i5. It starts with an 8 after the i5 or i7 or i3. That's the 8th generation. So you also have, in addition to that, you also have the ability to get in there and again, get the latest operating system. Take advantage as long as your hardware supports it. Take advantage of the newer software. And by the way, there are other processors that will support the newer technology. Like Intel has some budget processors that they're not as fast, and we don't really recommend that you buy a computer with those processors. But we know from experience that some of you are not going to listen. You're just going to go out and you're going to buy an inexpensive computer, and it's not going to be as fast as it could be, and you're going to have to deal with that. Well, that's the way it is. And by the way, if you want to see what processor you have, you can open up the File Explorer and go to this PC, right-click on this PC, and go to Properties. And by the way, I'm going to this PC on the left-hand side. And this is the default view. By the way, you could have changed that view. If you change the view, it might look a little bit different. If you do that, you can just open up the Windows Explorer. And again, you can either click on the file folder on the taskbar, hold down the Windows key on your keyboard, and press E. That launches the File Explorer. So that's one way you can do it. But here, what you'll see the name of your computer. You'll also see the processor. And you see I have a AMD Ryzen 7 5825U. So this is a Ryzen 7 series processor, but it's the model actually starts with a 5, and that means that this is the 5th generation processor. The U indicates that this is on a laptop. There are different numbers that it ends in. If I had a desktop processor, it would be a different processor. So anyway, that's how you can tell what processor you have. And again, you can go to Windows 11, and really, there's really not a lot of risk other than your time, because you're going to go to Windows 11, and you'll still have an option to roll back to the previous operating system, Windows 10, if you don't like Windows 11. So, and then you also, in addition, will be securing your right to install Windows 11 in the future, because your computer will have a digital license. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website, afasterpc.com, and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Now is the Time to Restore the Protection of Every Innocent Human Life, Part 11. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.